Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Thank you for joining us today. Hey, if it's summertime and you don't have to work because you're a teacher, lucky you, you get to hear the show. Otherwise, if you're driving to work
or
something.
They deserve it.
Okay? They do.
They do. But can I say some community?
Oh, it's Maria's community calendar sponsored by our Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. All right, Maria, what do you
got? Okay. Well, I just have two things. They're not yet this weekend, but just mark it on your calendars. It on Friday, July the 15th at 5:30 p.m. at the Movies in Imperial. They're going to do a premiere party of the Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2. And it's actually, they have a lot of things going on. At 5:30, there's cocktails, a Harry Potter gift shop costume contest. And at 7 o'clock, they have the movie premiere. Tickets are $20. They have the contest, first prize, you dressed up as your favorite character. First prize is $100. Second is $50. And third prize gets two tickets to the movies. The tickets are limited. So there's going to be two showings. There's only 130 seats, and it's all for just the 21 and over. And this is brought to you by Imperial County Film Commission. So not little kids, not any teenagers, but it's for 21 and over, since they have the cocktails involved. So,
did you see just recently in the news, Daniel Radcliffe came out, the guy who actually plays Harry Potter, came out and said, I had a tremendous drinking problem about a movie and a half ago. And said he was just by God's good graces, he wasn't all over the National Enquirer or some other sort of thing because of doing odd things while he was drinking.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, you can skip the 5:30 cocktails and just go to the 7 o'clock movie.
Yeah.
And go dressed up.
As Daniel would today.
Yes. And also, Central Union High School is inviting you to a 1970s get-together. That's class of 1970 to 1979 at the Casa de IV Expo, Casa de Mañana. It's going to be held October the 8th, 2011 at 6 p.m. to midnight. Tickets are available. If you need more information, go to their website at CUHS1970S.com. So that's CUHS1970S.com.
Nice. I graduated in 79. Can I go?
No, you're not from Central. Sorry.
It's always something, isn't it?
You're from Michigan, so sorry.
Okay.
No outsiders. Just support Spartans.
Alrighty. Let's do a show. We're here today with Billie Jo Achura, and she's the Public Service and Community Relations Manager, more or less. What's your title?
Patient Relations and Community Service Manager.
I knew it was something. Patient Relations and Community Services Manager. For El Centro Regional Medical Center?
For El Centro Regional Medical Center.
Nice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Well, good. Oh, and we're going to talk today about advance directives, which is everybody's not most favorite topic, but kind of an important topic.
It's a very important topic. And it is difficult for people to take a look at an advance directive and understand that it is your voice when you can't speak for yourself. People often attach something negative to it that, oh my gosh, this I'm planning for my death, when in fact it's just a voice to allow you to speak for yourself.
So basically, just let's start out with what exactly is an advance directive? It is this kind of on paper arrangement of what happens to you if you're not able to make your own decisions or give voice to your opinion about you?
That's correct. It came about in July of 2000. Our California law consolidated an advance directive law to make it easier for individuals to let their preferences be known, whether they're in written form or in oral form, because there is also an ability for someone to have an oral advance directive.
Nice, like available on iTunes or something, right?
No. That would be if they were inside the hospital and they did indeed not have an advance directive and they met the criteria of being able to verbally speak their wishes, those could be used as an oral.
Certain risk involved there because
you don't know if
cat got your tongue and
exactly.
You may have a problem, huh?
Right, and there are other things that we have to look at from cognitive standpoints as well. So we always like to look for the written advance directive. And whether you realize it or not, when you come into the hospital, mm-hmm. whether you're seen by someone in the emergency room, or if you're coming in for an outpatient type task, we always ask on the papers when you're going through registration if you have an advance directive on file. And if the patient responds no, we always ask if they would be interested in acquiring an advance directive.
That was part of the law in 2000 that became a...
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
How old do you have to be to do an advance directive?
You must be 18 years of age or older, since it is a legal form that is given to your physician as well as a copy kept at the hospital.
Okay.
Okay. So you're going to the hospital, and they ask you, you know, do you have one or would you like one? And you say, oh, why am I going to need one? And aren't you guys just fixing my ingrown toenail or something? But
right.
It's important.
It's very important because when people do come into, let's say, an emergency room setting, generally they're very sick. The anxiety level is very high. Loved ones are extremely concerned, and then all of these questions start coming to the individual. And most of the time at that point, they're not in that state of mind to even discuss what an advance directive is. Hence the name advance directive, leading a person to say prior to an event, it would be in your best benefit to make your wishes known so that those who love you know exactly how and what your concerns and needs will be when you can't speak for yourself.
But there's a lot of people that just refuse to even go there.
Yes.
Just even don't even, like Scott said, well, no, I'm coming for a, what did you say, ingrown toenail?
Yeah.
But they just don't. So what does your organization, what does the El Centro Regional do to make it a little bit more,
user friendly.
What we are doing, our reaching out to the community is very clear. One of our goals is to make sure we go to the service groups that are here in the local area and discuss the importance of advance directives. Number one, being invited here to your Let's Talk About It show is another way for us to let the community know and understand advance directives are nothing to fear. They're very clear, very concise. They have great explanations in front of them. We will gladly provide you with an advance directive at any time when you just walk into the hospital to central registration and ask for one. We will gladly give them to you. They are in English and in Spanish. You can read through them, sit down with your loved ones, and come up with these decisions collectively.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingüe. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.